Unity. Many say it's hard to believe that Telemiracle has just concluded its 47th telethon, reflecting fondly on the past 46 years of this part of Saskatchewan culture. In an economy of inflation and rising fuel and food costs, Saskatchewan residents still dug deep and contributed to a $5.5 million contribution for Saskatchewan's Kinsmen Foundation. While some may have lamented the total was down from the $8 million record-breaking figure raised in 2022, which included a substantial bequest over $1 million, this year's total is right in line with similar amounts raised in 2020 and 2021. The Unity Composite High School, represented by students PSCC and Activate members, Emily Smith and Cabri Spendalo, were on shortly after the telecast started presenting $2,494.50 from both UCHS and St. Peter's fundraising projects, some of which have been taking place for a number of months leading up to Telemiracle. The Unity Kin Club, represented by President, Nora Aldred and her girls, Sage and Haley Lynn, presented a remarkable $18,259.22 from Unity. A large portion of this total came from the Quick Dick McDick fundraiser hosted by the Unity Kin Club and included a head-shaving component, with Haley Lynn offering up her locks for the cause. Norman Carter School presented $1,522.77 on air as well, representing this Wilkie Elementary School. Caribert Kin Club could not be reached as of press time to confirm Air Community's Telemiracle donation. Macklin's Rylan Sieben performed on the Telemiracle pre-show bringing in donations from her community that totaled $12,326.09. 12 Macklin Canettes and 3 community volunteers went to Saskatoon to volunteer for the show, answering phones, working in treasury and being messengers. We were so overwhelmed by all the money donated by Macklin and area, it is truly heartwarming. We were also lucky to be on stage answering phones while Rylan Sieben's interview and performance were aired. It is great to see local talent being shared with the people in Saskatchewan. We are already looking forward to Telemiracle 48 in Regina next year, says a spokesperson for Macklin Canettes. Local donations that were presented on air from Unity, Wilkie and Macklin noted a variety of events and activities held in their communities and the ongoing support of residents to their fundraising efforts helping bring in almost $35,000 to Telemiracle, with not all schools and community events noted in the on-air presentation so likely this figure is much higher. Nutrien donated $108,182 to match donations brought in by Saskatchewan talent that were part of the show. Since the first telethon in 1977, Telemiracle has raised over $158 million for people in need in Saskatchewan. In a media release, Telemiracle 47 chairperson, Scott Lamb, says, "Every dollar counts, and we are so grateful to the people of Saskatchewan for their continuing support," states Lamb. "The best part is that all the money raised stays right here in Saskatchewan, to help their friends, neighbors and communities." Another highlight were the tributes in memory of former longtime host Bob McGrath, who made more than 40 appearances on Telemiracle, beginning with the first telethon in 1977, with a final live appearance in 2018 and a cameo in 2021. McGrath passed away on December 4, 2022. All Telemiracle proceeds stay in Saskatchewan and are granted through the Kinsmen Foundation for Specialized Medical and Mobility Equipment, assistance with medical travel, and new and innovative healthcare equipment. The foundation typically receives over 1,000 applications for assistance annually.